This is Senator Bob Dole. President Reagan's overhaul of the job training programs got a tough investigation. And guess what? It's working. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as chairman of our Senate Labor Committee, I know you're as excited as I am about the first results from the Jobs Training Partnership Act, President Reagan's first-term initiative to replace make-work jobs with placement in real jobs. The General Accounting Office, Congress' own investigating arm, reports that 69% of displaced workers found good jobs under the Reagan program. And all that was achieved with only a few tax dollars. The key to the program is cooperation between private businesses, the feds, and state and local officials. So much for the old Democrat ideas about Washington spending billions of taxpayers' dollars to create jobs. Ronald Reagan showed us how to help people who really want to work, and he did it with bipartisan support.
Bob, the job training partnership law was bipartisan, all right, and I was the principal Democratic sponsor. So it's good to have you in my cheering section today. But you've missed the real point. The GAO study found out what we've already known for the past 3 years. Job placement rates for those in the program have always been high, around 70%. The problem is that we're only placing people who are easy and cheap to train. We're ignoring those who need training the most and who cost the most on welfare, the long-term welfare dependent. I'm tackling that problem too this year, Bob, with a new bipartisan plan to give bonuses to states and cities that succeed in training and placing long-term welfare dependents. The idea has already been endorsed by both the New York Times and the Heritage Foundation. That means it's safe for you to support it too, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on a new health initiative in Congress, a ban on cigarette advertising. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.